So now let me tell you why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now all of you sit down. First of all, what we are discussing now are the 64 qualities of Krishna that is given by Srila Rupa Goswami. But Parashara Muni has given a verse. Parashara Muni is the father of Vyasadeva. He has written a verse in which there are six. Krishna is called Bhagavan. Bhaga means opulences. And Van means the one who possesses these opulences. So Krishna is Bhagavan because of these six opulences. What are those six opulences? Beauty. Krishna is very beautiful. Fine? Yeah. See this Bhagavad Gita picture? He is the grandfather of so many children. But still, does he look like that? He is more than 100 and he is almost 125 years old. So he is so beautiful. There is no one as beautiful as Krishna. The meaning of Krishna is all attractive. Okay. Now next.
Strong.
Krishna, he even couldn't even open his eyes. At that time, he killed this huge witch called Putana. She was so many yojanas wide. Her body was that big. We'll see when that strong quality will come one of these days. I'll tell you about Krishna. So he couldn't
this
even... Yeah, in the ISKCON temple there is this thing, Pota. So, Krishna, he couldn't even open his eyes, he killed Putana. And then almost in one month or something, he killed Sakatasur. And then after that, in very few months or something, he killed Trinavrata. This huge whirlwind demon. He killed him. And so many things. He was just 7 years old. He lifted this huge Govardhan hill in this tiny finger. So these are some of his activities of Krishna. These three. What we saw now? Beauty, strong, intelligence. Beauty and strong we have seen, right? Two qualities. Now about intelligent. Krishna is very intelligent. Now see, he spoke this whole Bhagavad Gita. He didn't study the previous day sitting in his house. Oh, tomorrow I have to speak to Arjuna, so I have to study today. He just spoke all the 700 verses in half an hour. It just came out of his mouth. And he is the one who remembers everything. Even what happened in the past, what is happening now, even the future. After nothing will be there, but still Krishna will know everything what will happen. And whatever he has spoken, I told in the third canto, it is so difficult to understand what he is speaking. Very difficult. In Bhagavad Gita, it is not that easy. You know the shlokas, but if you go to philosophy, why Krishna has spoken 18 chapters? Why 700 verses? Very difficult. When you grow up after 10th standard, we have courses for you in Bhaktivedanta College. That we will questions after I finish the six qualities. So now we have finished what?
Beauty,
strong, intelligent.
Happy.
Now fourth, happy is the quality of Krishna. These are the opulences. Now fourth one is wealth. He is very wealthy. As I told you, in Dwaraka he had 16,108 wives. How many?
16,108 wives.
And each wife had a palace. So they were so rich. And as I told you, they had so many opulent saris also. So that was about richness. What is the fifth one?
Popular.
Popular. Yes, very good. Famous. So Krishna is very famous. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita 5000 years ago. Till today the books are said. Millions of people are using it. Right? This is one. And Krishna stole Makkhan 5000 years ago. Still his leelas are famous as Makkhan Chor. Now you see this heroes and heroines which you see in all this popular. This may be for you, maybe the film stars or something. But what happens? After maybe 10 years they may be famous. After 10 years what happens? They all become old. The same person who was attracting so many people, he becomes or she becomes old. They get white hair. They get wrinkles. So many things, isn't it? But Krishna is
immortal.
So famous till today. He will be famous all the time. All famous. Actually, all these qualities are always there with him. It's not that today he is rich, tomorrow. See, for example, sometimes, you know, these rich persons, today they may be rich, tomorrow something will happen, someone will come and rob their money or something. What happens? They become
poor.
They become bankrupt. They become poor. But in Krishna's case, it is not like that. He is rich always. So now you saw the five qualities. What did you see? Beauty.
Fame.
Popular, more than popularity, fame. And the last one is, you won't know that. It is renunciation. Yes, it's renunciation. Krishna, in spite of having all these things, he can renounce those things. In spite of having all this thing, he can renounce. Renounce means, like, give up everything. See now, Lord Rama. Today it was, the previous day it was announced that he will be the king of Ayodhya. Everywhere all drums, all the whole Ayodhya was painted and very beautifully decorated. Everywhere it was announced, uncle, Lord Rama will become the king of Ayodhya. Huh? And suddenly his father, his stepmother said, now you go to the Banvas. For how many years?
14 years.
And live in a forest. You give up all these royal clothes. Put one simple clothes, and lie in the forest. Don't, you won't have royal beds anymore. You'll have to sleep in the ground. On the grass, dry grass. So what did Rama do? He did not complain. Oh, I will have to stay in this. So the point is, he can renounce. Although he is the owner of all these things, he can still renounce. So what are the six opulences?
Renunciation.
So you know all the six now. Right? So that is why Krishna is called Bhagavan. And the 64 qualities, that is by Srila Rupa Goswami. That we will be seeing.